Hello.
Hi, Jayla.
Hey.
This is Kayla. Remember yesterday when I had walked over to you and I was kind of helping you on that call? I told you I was your senior lead.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, good deal. How are you doing today?
Better.
Better. Okay, well, good.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to call you and just to check in on you to see how you think you were doing with your calls. I know that you've been on Shaney's team just for a short period of time, but I know that you've had more time to be on calls, handling more. How do you think that you're doing so far?
I think I don't really have like what to say down like all the way, like packed, like to
Okay.
what to say really. But I don't think I'm doing bad, but I do think it's probably the scripts and stuff I need to focus, make sure I read and stuff, and to make sure I know what I'm saying and be confident in what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, those are some really good areas that you're thinking you need some help with, because usually that's like the top issue that a lot of newer agents come in with. They don't know what to say when they're asked weird questions from these people.
Yes,
But
ma'am.
we can go over all of that. I wanted to go over with you some things that I've heard on your calls. Just recently, there was a few calls that you had handled yesterday. One of the calls in particularly, it was a Koala Level 5 call. The customer called in. She was asking about a charge. She said that the account was in chargeback and she was asking if you could refund it. But what I noticed on the call is that when she first, when you got her zip code and her name, that was the only two forms of identification that you got from her, and you just started to handle the account. You didn't ask her to verify her address or anything like that to make sure it was the right address.
Okay, now I know one of those. I know I told you I did that because I already knew who she was because we had just
Right.
literally got back. We had
Yes.
literally just got off the phone. So
Correct.
yeah,
That
that
was
was the only reason why I did. Oh, okay. It was
an
another one I
Evo
didn't do.
trainer. So that was the Evo trainer call that I had walked up to you and was like, be sure to verify. But this is happening on quite a few other calls that I'm listening to. So there was actually three
Yes,
calls
ma'am.
that I had monitored from you that were different campaigns that was handled from yesterday. So we got to make sure, because like think of it like this. If you get a call and like my name is super common, and let's say I give you my zip code and I say my name is Brandy Smith. There's like
Yes,
50
ma'am.
gazillion trillion people with that same name, and they may have more accounts in our system under that same name. That's why we have to make sure that it's that right Brandy Smith when we open the account and have them verify their address.
Yes, ma'am.
So we want to make sure that we're getting that information, because if it's the wrong customer that you're handling on the account, then the right customer that needs this account canceled or refunded is never going to be canceled or refunded. You could be making changes on a complete wrong account. So that's why it's very important to make sure that you're verifying the account properly before making any changes or answering any questions about what they have and what they're calling about.
Yes, ma'am.
Second thing, when you open the account and they give you their address, they verify the account. Make sure that you're saying the name of the product that they have. Say, oh, okay, well, I see that you have, keto gummies or whatever the name of the product is itself on the account. How can I help you? Unless they tell you up front how they can or what they're calling in about. But you got to name that product, because that's a 10-point deduction on QA if they hear that you're not naming the product. If they call in for like the meal plan app, you can say, hey, I've located the account. Can you verify the address? They verify it. Then you say, okay, well, the account that I've located is for the Bites Hub membership. How can I help you? So we just got to identify that product name. Let me see what else I have here. And these are not really big issues, but they'll ding you a lot on QA, and it'll make your your QA average for that week go down tremendously if you get a whole bunch of calls where you're doing that on, because they'll just knock you points off of every call. So that's why I wanted to get with you to make sure that you were handling them right. There was a Helix call that you had took yesterday. You didn't verify that account. You didn't offer any saves. The customer,
now with the save, like sometimes they'll just get straight to the point. I already know they don't want to save it, so I do still supposed to make try to like convince them, because sometimes you can hear in people's voice and tone what they say, like they're just totally not interested. So I still have to try to you know, say like, well,
yeah. Basically, so this is what the issue is. So I'm going to say about 90% of your calls, customers are going to tell you right up front they want to cancel this, they don't want this, that's not what they signed up for. They can be aggressive and just, you know, not happy in their tone. We still have to try to bring them back as to why they ordered that product, because that's what's most important.
So what I say, like what I say.
So let me give you an example. Let's say you're the agent and I'm the I'm the agent and you're the customer, and you called in and you asked me to cancel the account. You said you don't want this product no more. It's not working for you. You didn't sign up for no free trial. You got a sample, although that's not what it is. I usually say on my calls, I tell them, well, I'm sorry if there was a misunderstanding. Initially, you did sign up for a free trial period, and because that trial was not canceled during that time frame, you were billed. But may I ask, have you had a chance to use the product yet? Did you seek the benefits that you were looking for when you got it? And try to bring them back to that product. I, you know, acknowledge the fact that they said that they were billed and they didn't want to be billed and they didn't want to be on no, you know, subscription. But then I also brought them back to the product. So just try to ask those fact-finding questions.
See, like, did they still use it or open it or anything?
Well, you don't necessarily have to say, did they open it? You can just say, well, have you had a chance to try it yet? Did it work well for you? Did you like the product? Like that. Those fact-finding questions will give you a little bit more insight on why they want to cancel. Because a lot of the time they'll say, the product was fine, I just don't want to pay $98 for it a month. So then you can rebuttal with that. You can say, okay, well, I'm glad that you like the product. I do know that that product helps with fine lines and wrinkles. It'll help those circles under your eyes. We are offering a 35% discount towards future shipments if that might be a little bit better for your price, you know, your price range. I understand you said it was too costly for you. We can discount it to fit a little bit better in your budget. So you can use all those kind of terms. Make it sound like what you're offering is something that'll benefit them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It is like persuading, basically.
Yes. Because if you told me you liked the product, and there has to be a reason as to why you don't want to get it. If they say, well, you say, okay, well, I understand you like the product. May I ask why you don't wish to be on the subscription or why you don't wish to receive it every month? Yeah, I just have too much of it. In that case, if they said they had too much of it, I'm going to offer my first save to be, well, we can set you up on a 60-day billing cycle. That way you don't get it monthly. You get it every other month, and it won't pile up on you. If they say it's too expensive, you can hit them with a discount after you give them a little product knowledge about how the product is going to help them. Try to offer your saves based off of why they want to cancel. But I can promise you, a lot of these customers are going to tell you up front, irate, I want to cancel this. I don't want this anymore. We still have to attempt those saves, because that's why the client has us taking these calls. He wants us to try to retain these customers. And that's why they pay us to take these calls.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Good. So sell me a keto product. Act like you're the agent and I'm the customer. And I'm calling you and I tell you I want to cancel this account, this keto product. I didn't sign up for any trial. I don't want to be on your subscription. I need you to cancel everything and I need you to cancel it now. How would you approach me?
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm sorry to hear that. Can I know why you want to cancel?
Yeah, because you put me on a subscription and I didn't tell you I wanted a subscription. I only got the sample and that's all I wanted.
Okay, man. Well, after your trial is up, you will get billed the full price. See, yeah, stuff like that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
Okay. So you can, that was good though, what you were saying. You can say, well, I'm sorry. Start off by trying to be a little apologetic. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am, but there may have been a misunderstanding, but our products are all sold during trial offers, and, you know, I can get, you don't want to be on a subscription. Did you like the product? And then you can come back from there. Have you tried the product? And then you can come back from there for with whatever she tells you. No, I haven't tried it yet. Offer an extension. Give her time to try it.
Okay, isn't it papers that say stuff like that?
There should be some papers that your trainer gave you, Pam gave you.
Yeah, I'm trying to find them. I got some hung up, but it's you just need, so yeah. many campaigns.
I know life. It is, honey. And it can be super confusing.
Yeah, I'm like confused. I get confused a lot with the different campaigns on what to say, what not to say. I'm not used to it.
Okay, so I'm going to send you the pH balance script. That seems to be one of the campaigns that we get quite a good number of calls on. Do you have your teams pulled up?
My what now?
Your teams.
My teams. Oh, yes, ma'am, I do.
Go to my messages under Brandy Brooks. I had messaged you yesterday, but you didn't see it, I don't think, because it doesn't show that you've seen it. I just sent you a script page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to open it.
Okay. Open it up in Chrome. So just copy it from your messages and put it in Chrome and open it.
Oh, so copy the link you sent me?
Yes.
Then open it in Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're going to go over this script together.
Okay.
So that you can kind of have an idea.
Okay, I see. I think it says the pH balance CS live script.
Perfect. So let's just, for one, you see where it says meal plan product information?
Yes, ma'am.
You see that little button that says meal plans?
Yes.
Click on that button.
Okay.
And then hit okay.
You say, okay then. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that you have that up, if you just come down a tad bit to where it's highlighted in red and it says saves.
Uh-huh, I see it.
You see how it says you may offer to bring the monthly rate to $20 to save. If they decline it, just cancel.
Yes, ma'am.
This section of this script page, when they call in and they have the Bites Hub membership or the Meal Balance membership, I always go to
read.
Yes, I always go directly to that particular section of the script because it gives you the product knowledge right below the save, and it tells you what the save is, and if they decline it, what to do. So it's very important for you to be just kind of scanning over these scripts when you're on your call. You can put them on a brief hold once they verify their account. Say, give me just a moment. Let me look at your account, and I'll be right back with you. And then just look over your script page to find, once you see what they have, how to handle it.
Okay, so you said I would use these for like when they say something about the mixer and the
that's
the word you said. Yes.
Yes.
So I thought
those
that
are,
was like a contest entry.
So
but
it is
what
a contest
it's attached
entry.
To.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep,
this
they're
is
signing
attached
up.
To. Okay.
That's correct. They enter into the contest entry to win like a mixer or a Dyson vacuum. And along mm-hmm. with that contest entry, they're automatically signed up for the Bites Hub membership.
The meal plan.
Yeah. And you can just explain to them what it is. It's an app. It helps you focus on how to lose weight, cut carbs and sugar cravings. You download it to your mobile device. That's your product knowledge right there. You don't have to read that full-blown
But you know, just
section.
Sum it up.
Just sum it
and
up.
Then
yep.
doing, okay. And then I automatically make the offer that if they stay, it'll be $20 every month
yeah.
instead of, you know, what they're actually bill. And if they say no, I could just cancel it, basically.
That's correct. So if they're like,
but
no,
I do
no,
need
I
to
make
the $20 offer.
Always.
Okay.
Unless they make a threat. Now, if they tell you, I'm going to call my bank right off the top before you get to tell them about the product knowledge or before you can offer the $20 rate to stay, then you don't mm-hmm. offer no saves at all. Any threat is going to over-trump us offering saves. We don't want to keep trying to retain a customer if they're making threats.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just stop altogether with threat, with product knowledge and with saves, and we would immediately start threat mm-hmm. protocol, offering money back.
Okay. And so also when like it was one I had a question about. Okay, when they say like are you gonna give me my money back for stuff that they are basically unaware of? That's I do, send them over to a supervisor, correct? Because I can't refund multiple charges back if they were unaware, because that's like fraud, right?
So we wouldn't count it as fraud, but if you are in threat protocol and you handle the most recent charge and they're requesting the last month's charge too, then at that point you would send them to a supervisor if you've already handled the most recent charge in full. But like for this
Okay,
campaign for
'cause I
PH,
only go ahead.
I was just going to say for this campaign PH balance, if you come down a little bit where it says that the customer asked for a refund, below all of that, it's highlighted in red. It says if they make a valid threat, you may fully refund a single month up to 3 months. So you as an agent on PH Balance can handle three different months of refund. But that's just PH Balance. All the scripts don't say the same thing. That's why you have to just kind of look at it. What were you going to ask me?
Yeah, oh, I was gonna say, 'cause I'm only in charge to refund, the like the previous month, right? Like the month before. Like say they were billed in July, I will only be able to refund the one in June, correct? For example.
Right,
Not the one
so
in July. Or I will be able to refund the one in July, not June. Like which one would it be?
if
The
we're in
previous
July
or the
right now,
following month?
are you speaking on PH Balance or just on the other campaigns like Double Down and Koala campaigns? Okay, so the other campaigns, you can only handle the most recent month. So if we're in July and they have a charge in July, you handle that. If we're in July and the last charge that they have is in June, then that would be the charge that you handle is in June. So whatever the most recent month is on their account is what you're handling.
Okay, but with pH balance,
If they make a threat,
is
you
this
can do 3 months.
automatic refund? Yeah,
Yes, but you do one at a time though. Say, okay, as a courtesy for this most recent charge in July, I can refund that in full. They say, okay, well, what about June and May or April, whatever came before June? Okay, well, I can go ahead as a courtesy and refund that June charge as well. So that's June and July. Well, what about the other month? Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me check with my supervisor to see if I can get approval for doing that third charge. Give me just a second. You can be adding your notes while you have her on hold for like 30 seconds. Come back to the phone and say, yes, ma'am, I've gotten all 3 months' charges refunded to you, but that's just for PH balance. If they're asking for like the fourth and fifth month, if they got a whole lot of charges like that, then at that point you'd have to transfer them. So you just the best thing for you to do, I think, is just to look at your script page once you have the customer verified their account. Because if they verify their account and you can see what product they have, if you put them on a brief hold, just say, okay, thank you. I've gotten your account pulled up. Give me just a brief moment to kind of scan over it. I'll be right back with you. Put her on a brief hold and just look at the product that she has and then go straight to your script page and just kind of review it and say, okay, I need to be in this section of the script page. She has a keto product. I know I got to offer three saves and I know I need a threat before she gets any money back.
Okay, and the three saves will be like, wait, that's not the same thing as the 35, 50, 75%. That's not save, that's discounts, right?
That is your save. A discount is a save.
Okay, I get that,
Those are your three save discounts. You can also offer a 60-day billing cycle, like to change it to where they get the product every 60 days and not every 30. That's another save. An extension, like if they're within trial, that's a save.
Okay, I think I have that on my wall.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's the out of trial save, the free bottle, the 360-day
Yep.
hold. They're right there. And
That's
then if
it.
they're in trial, the 20-day extension
Extension.
and all that.
You
Yeah.
got it.
Oh,
What I'm
yeah,
going
'cause
to
it say you need to offer three separate. At least I was just
exactly, like
reading.
separate them. Yeah. What I'm going to do, Sharenda Shaney, the lead that sits right next to you in that high tall chair, she has the blonde short hair. When she comes back from lunch, I'm going to have her side jack with you. What time do you go to lunch today?
I think it's 4. How I check that? What I go to?
Go to your Internet Explorer on your laptop. Just double click the Internet Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
Once you click that.
Hold on, let me find it.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it. Okay, I see it.
Double click that, and it should be like 4 tabs, I believe, that'll pop up automatically. Let them all load up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be selecting, I think it's the 3rd tab that says agent
the
overview.
Agent overview.
You got okay. it. And then once you get on that, just kind of come down a little bit. It'll have a button on that main page. It'll say click to view schedule or something along that.
I'm sorry. Oh, schedule. Click here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So click on that.
It's asking me to sign in Microsoft.
Okay. So that's going to be, let me see what your Microsoft is going to be. I believe it's going to be your first initial last name. At asktelemarketing.com.
Mm-hmm.
So what did it
say? Password, don't 123.
It's asking it is for the first password. Initial. Yep, first initial last name at 123, I believe.
It say my is wrong.
Try.
Which do it supposed to be capitalized?
I don't believe.
You know
so.
How like the first initial capitalized.
Try it with at ask instead of the 123. Just do your first initial last name at ask. There we go.
Oh, you see.
Yeah, I'm looking at your monitor. So if you just scroll over, you've seen this page before. If you just scroll over a little bit, the grayed out area is what time you're scheduled for lunch.
Hello.
So you see those?
Oh, yeah, it's 4.
Okay, so Shani comes back from her lunch break at 4. What I'm going to tell her to do is at 5 o'clock, have IT set her station up with a extra headset. She's going to let you pull up a chair beside her, and she's going to let you watch and listen to her take calls, and she'll walk you through literally everything that she's doing on her call, the script page. She'll explain why she's doing this, how she identified it as that, and that way I think that would help a little bit with kind of, and then even your verbiage if you're, you know, worried about what you're saying and how you're saying it. She has some really good, she's very calm on her calls too. And I've heard a lot of customers compliment how well you sound on your calls. So I was like really proud of that because not everyone can keep a good, you know, a good sound and tone when these customers get to hollering. So I was really happy to hear that.
Yeah, I just don't know what to say. Yeah, it's just my
word.
Just
be apologetic.
Just,
you know, I mean, empathetic with them people. I'm so sorry that this happened. Let me see what I can do to make this right. You know, keywords like that, it'll sound as though you're not just trying to take their money and run with it.
Yeah. Okay.
But what I'm going to do, though, is just message her and let her know that you'll come back from lunch at 5, and then she'll just get with you, and you can just put yourself on, like, a training status, and she'll have you come up to her station. And just ask as many questions as you need to. There's never a dumb question. There's never too many questions. If you're unsure of something that she did on account or how she identified something on an account, just ask her after the call, okay, why did you do this, and how did you know that this was that? And then that way you can hear her and her customer, and you can hear how it's going and what she's saying.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good rest of your shift. I'm going to be in office tomorrow. Do you work? You do work tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll just get with you and follow up with you tomorrow and see how everything went. I know that you're Kristen's lead, but Kristen's agent, but Kristen is off today. So, but I wanted to go ahead and knock this out with you. That way you kind of have an idea as to, we don't want you messing up the accounts and your calls, and we want you to be as comfortable as possible while you're taking these calls as well. Be confident.
Yes, ma'am.
Okie dokie then. Well, I will let you get back to your shift and I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.